This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
This is a CCT collective, playing all the hits from the best.
Te mari e morena and good morning. Welcome into the CCT Collective, playing all the hits from the Fitzroy Hub. And today in the studio, I'm joined by Mr. George Gilkes.
Hi, Steve.
How are you, George?
I'm good, thank you.
Excellent. And we're also joined by Mr. Blair Herbert. G'day, Herbie.
Hello.
How are you, buddy?
Yes, thank you.
Excellent. And we do not have our other co-host, Mr. Connor McMillan, with us today, but we wish him a very good morning, and I know he'll be tuned in from out in Allenton. And g'day to Leslie as well, and Scott, if you're listening, and of course Veda. Wish you guys a good day, and we're of course going to bring you a playlist today. It's one of my playlists, but Connor actually gave me a hand to pick this one out. It's a Aotearoa New Zealand playlist again, and we went through and got this one sorted a couple of weeks back, so looking forward to playing it for you, Connor. And very good morning to everybody else out there in Otipoti on this beautiful Rapa Wednesday morning. It is glorious out there, of course, a heavy frost again overnight. So winter just reminding us it's still there or thereabouts. But a beautiful day in store for all. So we better get things underway. What is the first track we've got on this Aotearoa playlist today there, George?
We have got Glad I'm Not a Kennedy, but from the album Genre by Shona Lane from 1985.
Excellent. Enjoy.
Morena, this is Syrah. You're listening to the CCT Collective, playing all the hits from the Fitzroy Hub, and this is Otago Access Radio on 105.4 FM and 1575 AM. Thanks.
CCT Collective playing all the Aotearoa hits from the Fitzroy. Sharon O'Neill, Maxine from the album Foreign Affairs 1983.
He's got it!
It's time for Who Needs History?
All right, Giorgio, what have you got for us? 1983.
Sally Kristen Ride was an American astronaut and physicist. Born in Los Angeles, she joined NASA in 1978 and in 1983 became the first American and the third woman to fly in space. She was the youngest American astronaut to have flown in space, having done so at the age of 32. She was selected as a mission specialist and an astronaut with NASA Astronaut Group in 8 and the first class of NASA astronauts to include women. In June 1983, she flew in space on the space shuttle Challenger on the STS-7 mission.
All right, thank you for that, George. Sally Kristen Ride, the first American woman to fly in to be in space. Quite a bit to read out there, so thanks for that, George. And of course, that corresponding with the Sharon O'Neill track that we just played for you. Excellent stuff. Okay, I think we're going to get another couple of songs under our belt before we get into a round of shout-outs. So start thinking about those lads. And we'll get back into things. I think we're going to 1988 here. Pop Mechanics, Jumping Out a Window. Enjoy.
This is Peter Mack. You're listening to Otago Access Radio, and this is the CCT Collective playing all the hits from the Fitzroy Hub. Rock on!
Yeah. what I've seen. So mad and lucky. Take my word for it. They feel the same. They feel the same.
So take my hand and I'll lead you back onto the other side. Get yourself into a better place and live your life. Hold your head up high and don't rely on anyone else. Make it easier on yourself. Get yourself into a better place and live your life. Hold your head up high and don't rely on anyone else. Make it easier on yourself.
Forth new life again. Green grasses grow, flowers lift their heads, and over all the plain wonder spreads of life, of life, life.
Hold your head up high on the other side.
CCT Collective playing all the hits from the Fitzroy Hub. Breaks Co-op, The Other Side, from the album The Sound Inside, 2005.
He's got it!
It's time for
Hermes History!
Okay. 1988. Piper Alpha was an oil platform located in the North Sea about 120 miles, 190 k's, northeast of Aberdeen in Scotland. It was operated by Opcol and began production in December 1976, initially as an oil-only platform, but later converted to add gas production. Piper Alpha exploded and collapsed under the effect of sustained gas jet fires in the night between the 6th and the 7th of July 1988, killing 165 of the men on board, 30 of whose bodies were never recovered, as well as a further two rescuers. 61 workers escaped and survived.
Wow, what a disaster. 1988, Piper Alpha, and that... corresponding with the Pop Mechanics track we played for you before. Okay, right, we better get on to a round of shout-outs. George, you got anyone in mind?
Well, I'd like to give a shout-out to my dad, who I'm going to be talking to later, and I hope he's having a good day at work. And
kia ora, yeah, absolutely. G'day to Alex, if you are tuned in, and I know... If he isn't, he'll be checking us out at a later date when the show goes online. Of course, you can check out all the content from Otago Access Radio on the website. And you can also, you know, obviously checking in on 1575 AM and 105.4 FM. Blair, anyone you'd like to give a shout out to? Fitzroy crew, maybe?
The crew.
Who's there today? Who's at the Fitzroy? Who'd you see this morning?
Seven, the crew.
Yeah, Cherie was there, wasn't she?
Yes.
Hi, Cherie.
Hi, Cherie.
And I think Les was there.
Yes.
And Stewie just got back when we left. Hey, yes. Stewie. And, of course, Di and Struan, the Hawkesbury crew. And back from overseas, just from his Australian trip, was Keegan. Hey, Keegan. Rock on, brother. Awesome stuff. And I better give a big shout-out because I know Connor would have given a shout-out to his buddy Max today. And, of course, Max is out there doing the Meals on Wheels run with Brett and Jaron, I believe. I'd say it's Jaron. If not, it'd be Will. But anyway, we give a big kia ora to you and ngā mihi to all the Meals on Wheels drivers around Aotearoa this morning and around the country, I'm sure, doing a wonderful job providing kai to everyone out there that requires it. So, yeah, beautiful day for it too. Hopefully those roads have melted away the ice, and, yeah, it's a stunner out there. So, yeah, big kia ora, and we're going to carry on with our Aotearoa playlist. I think we're going back to the 70s now, eh, George? Looking down the bottom of the page there, what have we got coming up?
The next song is April Sun in Cuba from the album Running Free by Dragon from 1977. I like that song.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I can see Connor would have picked that one. So, yeah, enjoy this one, and we'll be back shortly.
Take me where the April sun gonna treat me. G'day guys, this is Nathan Callister. You're listening to the CCT Collective, playing all the hits from the Fits.
Jerry Lee. Oh, roll over, better hold and leave the rock and roll into me. When I was 16, I used to dig that rhythm and blues. Spread the word around and tell everybody the news. Oh, those good days are back, I'm dusting on my blue suede shoes.
CCT Collective, playing all the hits from the Fitzroy Harbour, Otago Access Radio, 105.4 FM, 1575 AM, and Aotearoa New Zealand Music Special today. Headband, Good Morning Mr. Rock and Roll from the album Happen Out from 1971.
He's got it!
It's time for
Hermes History!
All right, George, what do you got for us?
1971, Joe Frazier versus Muhammad Ali, billed as the fight of the century, or simply the fight, was an undisputed heavyweight championship boxing match between heavyweight champion Joe Frazier and lineal champion Muhammad Ali on Monday, March 8, 1971, at Madison Square Garden in New York City. The fight is widely regarded as the biggest boxing match in history and arguably the simple most anticipated and publicised sporting event ever. An international audience observed the spectacle. It was the first time that two undefeated boxers who held or had held the world heavyweight title fought each other for that very title. Frazier won in 15 rounds by unanimous decision.
Wow, there we go. An absolute classic moment in sporting history, that one. The fight of the century, 1971, of course, that corresponding with the Headband track that we just played before that. Okay, so we're rolling along today. All New Zealand, Aotearoa, Kiwi hits. And there are many more to come. We'll do another round of shout-outs soon, but we are going to get back into things. And I think we have got a bit of Hello Sailor there. Yes, we're going to roll with that. Hello Sailor, Gutter Black from the album Hello Sailor, 1977. And those of you that watch a bit of TV back in the day would recognise this theme track from the very popular Outrageous Fortune. This was the theme song for that. So Yeah, here it comes.
I'm Blair.
I'm Connor.
Steve here from Community Care Trust. Are you looking for a job where you can gain a qualification as you work?
Are you interested in working alongside people in your community doing something meaningful?
Do you want to be part of a team that values you and is committed to your well-being and professional development? Community Care Trust is a long-standing organisation supporting people to achieve their dreams and live their best life.
If you are interested to find out more or to join the team, head up to our website cct.org.nz and take a look at our careers page.
From the entire team at Community Care Trust, kia pai tō rā. Have a great day.
DJs habit of skanking. So get up and come ride with me, yeah. Oh, oh, skanking. Well, now I need you to come and next to me so I can tell you just how it's gonna be right next to me and rock a little while. Cause girl, you make me smile and I'm hoping, oh, 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 Jordy gonna make your giddy up. Logie gonna watch your giddy up. I catch a fire, gonna see your giddy up. Watch your giddy up. Tell you just how it's gonna be right next to me and rock a little while. Cause girl, you make me smile and I'm hoping, whoa, 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 Jordy gonna make your giddy up. Logie gonna watch your giddy up. I catch a fire, gonna see your giddy up. Watch your
CCT Collective playing all the hits from the Fitzroy Hub. Better Catch a Fire there, Giddy Up, from the album Revival 2003 that actually was released on vinyl a couple of years ago for the 20-year anniversary. First time on vinyl, wasn't released at the time, so that was a bit of a grab for all the fans of Catch a Fire who have been around for quite a while now, probably quarter century at least. So yeah, definite favourite of mine. And that was cool that you picked that one for us, Connor. Okay, George, I believe it is that time.
It's time for
Hermes History.
Okay. Not 1977, but the Tenerife airport disaster occurred on the 27th of March 1997 when two Boeing 747 passenger jets collided on the runway at Los Vidos Airport on the Spanish island of Tenerife. The incident occurred at 5:06 p.m. in dense fog when KLM Flight 4805 initiated its takeoff run, colliding with the right side of Pan Am Flight 1736 still on the runway. The impact and the resulting fire killed all 248 people on board the KLM plane and 335 of the 396 people on board the Pan Am plane, with only 61 survivors in the front section of the latter aircraft. With a total of 583 fatalities, the disaster is the deadliest accident in aviation history.
Goodness me, 1977, what a disaster. Thanks for reading us that information, George. And then, of course, tying in with the Hello Sailor track we played to you before the Catch a Fire one. So, yeah, wow, that was quite the incident, that one. Okay, better do another round of shout-outs before we roll on with this Aotearoa playlist. George, anyone else you'd like to give a shout-out to today?
Well, I'd like to give a shout-out to Susie, because I'm not going to be seeing her tomorrow because of
We've got a training day, don't we? Our team does, yeah. We've got a full team training day tomorrow, so that's cool. G'day to Susie. Yeah, I'll be seeing her tomorrow myself. Blair, anyone else? Did you want to say a shout-out to the Dunbar House?
Yes, I'm going to say all the...
Yeah, and also probably the Naftali crew.
Yes.
And the Armitage as well, I would say you'd usually be saying hello to, eh?
Yeah.
Good man. It's always lovely to have you with us in studio, Blair. For the CCT Collective, and I'd just like to give another shout out, of course, to Connor and Leslie listening out in Allenton, tuned in today. And we look forward to having you back on here with us soon, Connor. Okay, we better carry on with the show. We've got a bit of the Dudes coming up now. Be Mine Tonight from the album Right First Time from 1979. Kia manaho, enjoy.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Cody Marshall. You're listening to the CCT Collective on Otago Access Radio.
I walked out, you left me. You know I'm hurting for you. It seems now that it's over, but there is nothing I can do.
CCT Collective playing all the hits from the Fitzroy Hub. Te reo irirangi putaka ki o te pōti.
It's time for
Hermes History!
All right, Giorgio, what do you got for us?
1992. The men's national basketball team of the United States competed at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, and won the gold medal. Nicknamed the Dream Team, it was the first American Olympic team to include active professional players from the National Basketball Association, NBA. Team USA defeated its opponents by an average of 44 points en route to winning the gold medal round against Croatia. The team has often been described as the greatest sports team ever assembled.
All right, wow, 1992, and of course that corresponding with the exponents track that we just played for you. Thank you for that, George, and thanks for Herbie's history today. Of course, we've got the man himself in studio with us, Blair. We're going to wrap the show up. We've got a couple more tracks after this, but we're just going to say a big kia ora to everyone for tuning into our show today. We're looking forward to being back in a fortnight's time. George himself will be providing a playlist for your listening delight. And, of course, Connor's Hits will be on in this time slot next Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. We do the rotating sort of thing every fortnight. Yeah, looking forward to bringing you another show then. Great to have you, George. Great to have you, Blair. And we're going to roll on with our day, but a couple more tracks on this Aotearoa playlist that Connor helped to curate today. And actually, we're just going to welcome Mr. Jeff Harford into studio himself with a quick announcement for you. I'll just make you live there, Jeff. Go for it.
Many thanks, team. Thanks for letting me come in and just have a quick word on your show. Just want to say that coming up from after 12:30 here on ORFM, there might be some interruptions to our AM broadcast, bit of work being done. You know how it is up on the hill, Mount Cargill there. So if you're tuned in on 1575 AM and you do go off air for a little while, remember you can find us on 105.4 FM as well. We hope those interruptions won't be for too long, but a necessary maintenance work being done on the transmitter up there. So just remember 105.4 FM, and then hopefully we'll get you back on 1575 a little bit later in the day. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Jeff. Awesome stuff, and we will see you in a fortnight's time, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy.
Four seasons in one day, lying in the depths of your imagination, worlds above and worlds below. The sun shines on the black clouds hanging over the domain. Even when you're feeling warm, the temperature could drop away. Like four seasons in one day, smiling as the shit comes down. You can tell a man from what he has to say. Everything gets turned around, and I will risk my neck again, again. You can take me where you will, up the creek and through the mill, like all the things you can't explain. Four seasons in one day. Blood dries up predictions, sleeping on an unmade bed, finding out wherever there is comfort, there is pain. Only one step away, like four seasons in one day. Blood dries up.
Atamarie, Steve Marshall here from the Community Care Trust. This is Otago Access Radio and you're listening to the CCT Collective, playing all the hits from the Fitzroy Hub and providing the pieces of history to match the music. Thanks for listening. Kia manaho.
Too long. Please to be kind and I'll try to explain. I'll probably get it all wrong. What does it mean when you promise someone, no matter how hard or whatever may come? It means that I won't give in, won't give in, won't.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.